55 live turtles found in somebody's luggage at LAX?
It was a great story. It's actually inside of cookie boxes, and it happened on Friday, and our officers had selected these two gentlemen to go to secondary inspection, and when they put the bags or all their baggage through the X-ray, our ag specialist and our officer detected certain anomalies, and based on that, they opened up the baggage and then the cookie boxes, and inside were 55 turtles. Mm. They were actually wrapped in some cloth as well, but they were all alive.
Initially, why did they have them go through the second screening?
Well, we do all sorts of things. We have a multi-layer enforcement strategy, and we, you know, as part of that, we do work with other agencies such as U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
What's so special about these turtles? Are they worth a lot of money?
Well, they are all endangered species, and as part of that, that's primarily U.S. Fish and Wildlife who are charged with protecting them. However, CBP officers, we are the only ones on the front line that have the authority and ability to go in and search and seize these things at the international borders.
So where are these turtles from?
Actually, the gentlemen coming in were from Japan, but some of these turtles, and there were all sorts of different kinds. I know some of the names were Chinese big-headed, Chinese soft-shell turtles, seven-star tortoises. So they could be coming from a lot of different places, but these particular turtles came from Japan.
And so are they a delicacy? Do people eat them, or what are they used for?
I do not know. I honestly don't know if they are used as a delicacy. I just know that they are endangered. They are on the list.
Apparently, these two travelers also had more than $16,000 of undeclared money from Japan. What was that all about?
Well, if you've ever gone through our international borders, you know that you're allowed. You know, if you bring in more than $10,000 of currency, you are required by law to declare it. And they did not declare that amount. They had declared an amount, I believe, under $10,000. But again, when we searched their baggage, we discovered more than $10,000, the $16,000, which is another violation. So that is
so they're in a lot of trouble.
They are in a lot of trouble.